This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Let's rage. Let's rage.
Tuesday.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Steve Aoki's going to come in here and throw a cake at my thighs.
Skrillex.
Yeah. Everybody do it at the same time.
Why do I want you to talk like Gangnam Style?
Yeah. Boy, that was a hit for a while.
For a hot minute it was.
Yeah.
So is that one that was like, what did the fox say, I think? What did the fox say?
A lot of people chiming in on that last segment. MLB TV and Apple has MLB Big Inning, which is the equivalent of NFL Red Zones. Four games at once going on in big play. I love it. Been watching it for 3 years, but I agree. They should broadcast that nationally on those open TV nights. A lot of people saying, yeah, their baseball product would be more watched if they put it on more national channels.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah, Sunday night, I doubt the last thing you're doing at 7 o'clock is going to ESPN and watch Sunday Night Baseball. HBO dominates Sunday nights, right? Like, there's a lot of people that are tuned into The Last of Us. There's a lot of people that are tuned into the CBS shows, the traditional Sunday night television.
Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, you get
Simpsons.
The anime on Fox or whatever it is, the animation domination, whatever they do on Fox, mm-hmm. with like Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, all these other shows.
American Dad.
Which is sad that that's what you're losing to.
But that's why you take Tuesday and Wednesday when there's nothing else going on.
Sure.
Own those nights. And I love the fact that you got MLB, whatever that was, on app. But again, you're forcing somebody to go somewhere where they're not normally going. You got to give it to the people and say, you know what? Every Tuesday and Wednesday, we're on Fox or we're on NBC or we're on Peacock or whatever it is where you have to go. If you want to watch baseball, that's the only place you're going to get baseball those two nights. And it encompasses everything. And you get highlights of everything. And you make this thing like the NFL. You're never going to be the NFL. But boy, you can take ideas that the NFL has and utilize those ideas. And I think one of those is the national TV type stuff.
No doubt. Baseball definitely needs to get into the lab with Paul Levesque and figure out how they can make their sport more entertaining. I've been beating that like a dead horse.
I think the sport is entertaining, Dusty. I think baseball's in a great spot. It's the most entertaining it's been for me, quite honestly, in my lifetime because of how fast the games go right now, and you're not capitalizing on that. Like, I think baseball's got great talent. It's faster than an NFL game.
Yeah, 2 hours and 33 minutes is the average runtime for an MLB game right now.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
3:05 is an NFL game.
Feels longer.
Yeah, it really does.
It does.
What feels longer?
NFL. Football.
Yeah, it feels like it's 4 and a half.
Like you said, 3:05, I'm like, really? 3.5 feels like.
This was the first year that I think people realized how long, we keep going back to it, but the reaction during the playoffs of people watching the entire game instead of Red Zone was quite eye-opening for me.
Are you counting halftime as part of the game?
Yeah, the time. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, 3 hours and 5 minutes, you know, from kickoff to the time the game ends. Yeah.
Go ahead.
When you bring up Paul Levesque, though, can you tell me if I'm wrong? But I think you're also talking about not just making entertainment, marketing that entertainment. Yeah, like, and that's what he does.
Yeah, where's that Detroit Angel? Like, you hadn't seen it. Where's that Detroit Angels? Mm-hmm. You know, even though nobody threw any punches, but it was a highlight last night that was controversy, right? And.
But
you know,
like stuff like that, if you're watching the Royals game on Tuesday Night Baseball on NBC, oh my God, let's go out to Anaheim and show you what, because again, you're going to have two windows, a 6 o'clock and an 8 o'clock window, Central Time. Yeah. And so games are taking place on both coasts. Look, I don't want to hear the excuses. I just don't. I don't want to hear why they can't. I don't want to hear about time zones. I don't want to hear about gate receipts. I don't want to hear about any of that. Baseball, again, 64 excuses from one old PR guy we had in a bracket forum. That's what baseball is good at, making excuses for why you can't, instead of saying, you know, the hell with all that. Let's start over and let's, you know, really dig our teeth into this and figure out a way to make this work. I should be the next commissioner of baseball.
Coach a team and commission.
It's not that hard. It really isn't. Like, eliminate the excuses, right? Like, that's one of those big things. Stop making excuses for why things can't get done. There's nothing worse than when somebody says, hey, let's try to do this, and you get 10 people. Well, we can't because let's figure out a way to get it done.
Yeah. I mean, look, you gotta go to the lab. That's all I can say. It is also low hanging fruit season. Obviously we played that Sean Merriman clip earlier. But of course your buddies over at ML Football, they have NFL quarterback power rankings.
They are the ultimate low hanging fruit,
going into the 2025 NFL season. Patrick Mahomes, not one. Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes is not two. It's Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
But then Patrick Mahomes still doesn't come in yet. It's Joe Burrow. And then at four is Patrick Mahomes, and Jaden Daniels rounds out your top five. So Allen, Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, your power five quarterbacks, one through five, going into the 2025 season. Mac, Bob, time's yours. Okay.
I thought he was.
You could see that on the screen.
Yeah. Yes.
That was the icky face.
Yeah, it was the ick. Yeah.
Okay.
Disgust.
Find me one individual that isn't deranged in the head that would take anybody over Patrick Mahomes as their starting quarterback.
Power rankings.
If you gave everybody the opportunity to start a team and they did not take Patrick Mahomes with the first pick, they go to jail. Because they're not smart enough to wander the streets.
Yeah. Allen, asinine.
Allen, Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes, Daniels.
Allen, Jackson, Burrow, and then Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. How many combined Super Bowls do the top three guys have above Patrick Mahomes? Is it more than Patrick?
Well, the only thing at the top is a Chattahoochee that gets hotter than a Hoochie Coochie. And then you got Joe Burrow at third. And then you got Mahomes at fourth and Jaden at fifth. I'll give you 6 through 10 if you want it.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, Justin Herbert, Matthew Stafford, Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl MVP, and then Jordan Love.
Baker Mayfield at six.
Who came up with this Hurts list?
Your boys, ML Football.
Oh, they're great. We love them.
Yeah, you wanna call me a frat boy? This is a group of fraternity boys over there.
I mean, Mahomes is legitimately beaten the two guys that are number one and number two in the past two seasons to make it to the Super Bowl, one of which he won.
Does it matter if last year's stats are great?
Well, we have nothing else to judge it on.
Well, he's in baseball. This year. I feel like, and I do this every single year, and I'm sorry, listeners, if you roll your eyes at this, we never had this energy with Brady. Like, even if he had a better statistical year prior, it was always Brady at one. In my opinion, I feel like it was always
winner,
Brady.
Brady, number one. Patrick Mahomes, winner, number one. Yeah, he lost the Super Bowl. So did Tom Brady. Twice, three times.
And I get it.
10 years he didn't make a Super Bowl win, you know.
And I get it. Allen and Jackson, you know, they necked it out last year for MVP. I thought Lamar Jackson had the better year when it came to numbers. Allen won the award. So they have the MVP of the league who didn't get to the Super Bowl, who lost to the fourth best quarterback on this rink of top quarterbacks.
For the fourth time in the playoffs in his career.
But going into the 2025 season, their power ranking at top quarterback is Josh Allen. Like, at what point are we gonna put the same sort of energy on Josh Allen that people in baseball put on Aaron Judge? Does it start now? You got your MVP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've been to the playoffs. When does that energy happen for him?
No, there's nobody in professional sports that needs a championship more than Aaron Judge. That's just a fact. But Josh Allen is right there.
I mean, at some point, you got to win something meaningful. Right. And I'll give you the MVP because you've deserved one probably in the past and didn't get it. But, like, you've also got to be better than your talent in your league. And yet, Burrow never won an MVP, has beaten Mahomes, but at some point, we've got to
we got to move past that. It's like still talking about Dan Marino's rookie year, you know?
It's being like, yeah, remember when that guy dated that really hot chick? Yeah, that was, like, freshman year of college. We're 36 now. Like, that's great. She's married with three kids. You're single, you know, doing nothing. Joe Burrow did beat Patrick Mahomes a while ago.
I'm more impressed with the two supermodels he got out of the car with at the Met Gallery last night than beating Patrick Mahomes, like, literally a lifetime ago in the NFL. How many people are even on the team that the Chiefs played Joe Burrow? You know, like 5-10 people, 10 max? I mean,
Joe Flacco beat Tom Brady and won a Super Bowl. I didn't hear anything. Super Bowl.
That's a really good point to bring up, too. You're right. And I think Dusty is right about that. You know, no matter what Tom Brady did, Tom was always the best. And we never made an argument for anybody else because we weren't stupid. Now the internet has made us stupid. Social media has made us dumb. Allowing everybody to share their thoughts has made our country a dumb place when it comes to sports takes. Because you got people like this out there constantly trying to make a case for why Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs aren't the best. So here we are on the 5th day of May yesterday. We have Sean Merriman saying the Chargers are going to win the division and Patrick Mahomes is the 4th best quarterback. Patrick Mahomes taking notes, as we know. All of this stuff is great fuel for his fire. And nobody still understands that. The more you say ridiculously about Patrick Mahomes, factually incorrect about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, the more they're motivated by it, and the more they're going to go, all right, enough of this. Let's get back to Super Bowl, win another one. Had they won the Super Bowl, he probably still would be 4th on that list because people want somebody new. We're in an era now of every year we want something new. And I started to think about this the other day with the Celtics. This was yesterday driving in. I was thinking about, should we, like, not allow teams that won the championship the year before to even play the next season? Because all we want is somebody new. Care about is somebody new winning something. And we're not appreciating nationally the dominance that has been the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. And in our lifetimes, at least in mine, we probably won't see another run like this that the Kansas City Chiefs are on in professional sports.
Until the Chiefs do it again, starting this year.
No, this is run is continuing. I'm talking when this thing is all done.
The dynasty.
Yeah, we're not going to see something like this. We're just not.
Your bottom five that we do in football season, or I guess you would say your Bob's bottom feeders, number 28, Mason Rudolph. Number 29, Jackson Dart. Number 30,
Jackson Dart is number what? The guy has not taken a snap.
Number 30 is J.J. McCarthy. Number 31 is Derek Carr. And number 32 is Anthony Richardson.
Oh, Tony Richardson down on the list. Terrible landlord, too.
That's too bad.
And number 26 is Shador Sanders above Justin Fields.
Damn.
All right. So somebody clearly went into the garage and came up with this.
I think they're still in the garage.
Ridiculous.
So it's Shador interesting.
Shador Sanders may not even be the backup.
Yeah. And then, you know, you have your, you know, predictions, your expectations. And I thought it was interesting because I do believe that you could have an argument that Daniels could be a top five quarterback for what he did last year. Now they've padded him up quite a bit with some talent, an offensive line now.
Yeah.
He's already had weapons, of course, before that. But you had Deebo Samuel. You had Laremy Tunsil. McLaurin's still there. You got Brian Robinson Jr. You've got a solid unit around Daniels to be a top five. Plus, he's, you know, a dual threat type of quarterback. And Good Morning Football had your top five dual threat quarterbacks of all time. Number one being Michael Vick. Number two being Lamar Jackson. Number three being Cam Newton. Number four being Randall Cunningham. And number five being Donovan McNabb.
Where's John Elway?
Not on that list.
John Elway was a dual threat quarterback.
Was he a dual threat or was he a guy who could scramble and create time?
I don't know. Some of the greatest plays Elway had are with his legs. Young was a dual threat quarterback.
For sure.
But I think there's a chance if he has a year like he had last year, you might take Cam Newton off this list.
Woo!
I mean, Cam did it for what? 3 years?
He had like three awesome years.
Three awesome years.
Wore some nice hats.
Yeah.
one life-changing year, career. Really was what it was.
That's what it was for Cam Newton. He had 1 year.
And he had an MVP season.
MVP season, went 15-1.
It was awesome.
Lost in the Super Bowl.
And we're holding on to that.
That's a pretty special year.
It was special. But we're holding, again, these are one of these things in sports, we're holding on. Oh, look what Cam Newton did that 1 year. Patrick Mahomes is a body of work. Joe Burrow's better.
But, yeah, I mean, I think Daniels could be one of those guys that is in this mold of athletes where it's like he's going to do some crazy stuff. He's super talented. He seems like he's got the drive and the desire for the NFL. We saw the video earlier where he was shown to OTA sprinting to the front door. You got to look back at that if you're, you know.
What if he fell over a curb?
I mean, that's just, okay. But, yeah, I mean.
I mean, Jamal did, carrying a TV set in 1 year.
Well, he's not a dual threat quarterback.
Should Lamar Jackson be number one on this?
Until he can dethrone Vic. I mean, he's two, and he's still playing.
What's it going to take to dethrone Vic? That's Lamar's had, I mean, not great postseason success, but Vic didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Vic didn't. He's got all the stats. He was like the 16th leading rusher in the league last season, and he was like fourth in passing. It's insane what he does. I just don't. Yeah, I guess that's the question, Bob. What does he have to do?
Lamar?
Yeah.
Win a Super Bowl, probably.
Think to be the best dual threat?
Yeah, I think that's where we judge people now. You know that. Yeah, like, everything's based on Super, except for Mahomes.
Well, this is based on a skill set.
Josh Allen's better.
This is more so based on a skill set, though, than it is a career set.
But it's also somebody's opinion, too, right?
100%.
Right? It is. I mean, there's no way to determine who the best, like, there's not a metric that you can look at. So it's everybody's opinion. So I think a lot of opinions are made based on generation as well. And so I understand why Randall Cunningham definitely should be on the list. McNabb is a hell of a, you know, pull as well on that list for dual threat quarterbacks. But I mean, if you're asking me and you just come up to me randomly and say, hey, who do you think the best quarterback is dual threat wise in NFL history? My mind would probably immediately say Lamar. And then I would probably think Randall Cunningham after that. But that's me. I love Lamar. I love Randall Cunningham. I love Donovan McNabb. There's certain players that you just love and, you know, whatnot. So that's kind of where I am. But people sleep on Mahomes' dual threat ability, too. I still think he is the most, how do I put it, poignant runner in the NFL when it comes to a quarterback. His runs just, I mean, they're not often. But when he does run, it is a death nail. And he twists that knife and you bleed out. Those are the type of runs that break backs all over the place. And so I look at Patrick Mahomes as a great dual threat quarterback, but he'll never be on those lists because he doesn't run enough. And he's not flashy, really, when he runs.
Yeah, he won't have the stats, but you're right. You think about those times. I mean, obviously the Titans games comes to mind. The Philly Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Eagles or the Niners Super Bowl on 4th-and-1. The game is on the line. What happens?
Yeah.
Mahomes' legs. Every time.
Yep.
Yeah. Michael Vick. Career running numbers for the dual threat. He ran for 6,173. I'm sorry, he ran for 6,109. Lamar Jackson in his career in 7 years ran for 6,173. Obviously, damn. Vic loses 2 years in his prime being a, you know,
very
that's
close.
His problem.
Yeah, though. Right. Yeah. That's, and I'm okay, well, easy. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, like, that's probably why the numbers are closer than they should be.
Yeah.
Vic played 13. Lamar's played 7. You could have that argument for sure. And I think it'd be valid if you want to say that Lamar's the best dual threat. Because Vic didn't win anything.
No, he didn't. He never did win anything.
And Lamar hasn't won anything.
They were on mid-teams. But at least Lamar's in the playoffs every year. Vic, I don't know that he was.
And I think that it is dual. So you're talking about the legs. Vic had the legs. But it is dual. Part of that is the arm.
Yeah.
Lamar does have a better arm. He's a better thrower.
Sure it is.
Michael Vic could throw that ball around.
Could throw
man.
It 100 yards. You're right.
There was a list that came out as well of, like, best receivers. And they had Jamar Chase over Justin Jefferson.
Wow. See, talent-wise, I think it is a wash.
Fair.
But from the ancillary standpoint of who's going to help your team win or who's going to cost your team, give me Justin Jefferson every day of the week. Jamar Chase is too much of a volatile wide receiver for me.
I will say Chase has had Joe Burrow his entire career, essentially.
Yeah.
Right? The big year at LSU, and then, you know, every year he's – now, again, Jake Browning was in there for a little bit, and he's had backups. But he's had a good quarterback every year.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins without Justin Jefferson looked like a completely lost soul. I don't know how much of Justin Jefferson helped Sam Darnold, but I would assume a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to see J.J. McCarthy come in here for the Minnesota Vikings, and I think the one thing that they're going to say to him from Kevin O'Connell is, like, as long as you find 18, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you don't have to tell Burrow that because Burrow is so much better than a lot of other quarterbacks, including Patrick Mahomes, according to ML Football. But would you take Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah, Justin Jefferson, no question. I'm not even thinking twice about that.
I don't think I'd be mad if someone said Chase. I think it's a stylistic question, honestly. Chase is 0 to 100. He can break a 60-yard touchdown any time. Jefferson doesn't have as much of that ability. But I'm a route runner, sideline, toe tap kind of receiving guy, and I want Justin Jefferson.
Big route runner.
Yeah, I just don't want a guy who screams in the middle of a game and costs me 15 yards and ultimately a game, too. So that's where I am on that one.
A.J. Brown or Nico Collins?
Give me Nico Collins.
Okay. I'll take A.J., but that's close.
Yeah, A.J.'s reading books.
Because Nico would be your Justin Jefferson. A.J. would be your Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, that's interesting. They're both, yeah, I guess. They're both really, I mean, they're both 0 to 100.
Micah Parsons, Max Crosby. Give me Max, dude. I want him waking up the wrong MF for
that's
all
fair.
The time.
No, that's fair.
Max is, I mean, that's a tough one for me.
That is.
I'll lean towards, give me Max Crosby because that means he's not going to be on the Raiders anymore.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Jahmyr Gibbs or Brian Robinson Jr.?
Gibbs.
My mind is telling me Robinson, but my heart's telling me Gibbs. I'm going to go Gibbs.
I'm a Gibbs guy, so I don't need to waste time on that. Lamar or Burrow?
Lamar.
I have a different answer every day for this, man. I really do. I don't know. Today it's Lamar. Tomorrow might be Burrow.
What does Bo Nixon think?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. We'll bring in Bo Nixon.
Jalen Carter, Chris Jones.
Jalen Carter, because he's younger. There's no question.
Oh, okay. Chris Jones.
I mean, Jalen Carter's just entering his prime. Yeah. Chris Jones is merging out of his prime. Yeah. So based on that.
Man. You want KOC or do you want Dan Campbell?
Woo.
Can you ask me in 6 months?
No, you got 20 seconds to answer.
I'm going to take KOC.
Ooh.
Same here. I'm surprised by that.
He's done good with the quarterbacks.
Yep.
I mean, Jared Goff been pretty good under Dan Campbell's watch.
But Jared Goff was in the Super Bowl, too, before he got there. KOC has taken people like, what's the guy's name now that's the backup? Cousins?
Never heard of him.
Darnold?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
McCarthy?
Never heard of him.
And we'll see if he, I mean, God, if he has that threesome, good Lord.
James Harden.
A really good threesome.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.